Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of Life is No Coincidence, The Life and Afterlife Connection. And my special guest today is author and musician, Frank Salenza. Frank's new book, The Manual, is a fictional story featuring two main characters, Dr. Susan King and her friend, Professor Ryan Barry, renowned astronomers whose research leads them to the discovery of a planetary system named 51 Pegasi. Hello, Frank.
Hi. How are you, Cheryl?
Very good, thank you. Frank, you know, this is the first time on this show, and I have done 40 shows over the last year and a half, that I am discussing a book of fiction rather than nonfiction. But I felt as I read and watched the unfolding of the story and characters in your book, much was illuminated about the present state of our world environment and the human condition. Your story seems intended to provide a strong focus on the many political, religious, educational, and medical challenges that our world is facing today. And I'm aware, and it seems to me a lot of people now know there is a much-needed major shift to reach a level of higher consciousness, and that's ultimately going to lead the way for our physical being to align to the spiritual and energetic forces of the universe. So many of us already know that present world economic problems, environmental problems, and our floundering health and educational systems are crying out for change. Also, listeners of this show know this is a show designed to encourage self-investigation of our inner soul being, our thoughts, emotions, our soul essence, in order to realign to the universal laws of energy, which work very differently than the physical laws of our everyday life. And by focusing on all parts of our being, we can and will learn to live with purpose and to discover more about who we are and where life has originated. Now, Frank, you know, my first book was Life is No Coincidence, about coincidences, synchronicity, and the beginning awareness on my part that each of us was born with a life plan that would give us experiences and relationships that would help us remember our divine and also our spiritual source of life. And you're really here with me today because of coincidences that happened a few years ago. I was guided to meet Dr. Susan Groh of the Grow Well Healing Center in Merrick. Dr. Groh has been my personal doctor ever since and is also a Reiki master teacher, as am I, and an acupuncturist and an advanced yoga teacher. And Dr. Groh, in my opinion, is both a traditionally schooled doctor and an energy practitioner, and she represents the future of medicine, which is the embodiment of traditional and alternative methodologies working together for what I feel is the best approach to formulate preventative programs and to treat medical conditions so we can improve the quality of our health and longevity of life. Frank, I'm sorry I'm taking a little long here, but there was so much to prepare our audience to understand how we got together that it's not a coincidence. So, Frank, because of these coincidences, you know, I have had the wonderful opportunity to read and now to discuss your book, The Manual, which again shows the truth of my hypothesis that life is no coincidence after all. Frank, can you tell us something about yourself and what was your reason or motivation to write this book, The Manual?
To talk about myself first, you know, my first experience of my life was I became aware of my existence. And the next thing I know is I hear a voice say, "Were you afraid of the train?" And I go to say yes, and I open my eyes, and not realizing at that moment that I was just an infant, but this man picks me up out of the crib, and he hands me to this elderly woman, and the man happened to be my uncle and the elderly woman, my grandmother. Now, I was a complete infant at the time.
You remember this?
This is my first experience in life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the reality, that is the reality of every moment I live. And, you know, I went through long periods of course, you know, the nurturing into what I call our extremely dysfunctional society.
Yes.
You know, and through, you know, after I came out to the other end of that meat grinder, you know, I wound up where I no longer wanted to live. I mm-hmm. hated who I became. I became part of you know, of everything I didn't like. And
in other words, I think, Frank, you were living like most of us until we reawaken and know the truth about who we are and what we're doing in this world. You were living from your ego and your mind and the illusion of what people expected from you and to fit in probably to a school system. And from what you're telling me, it seems that you were sensitive and very intuitive from the minute you were born. And nowadays, 25% of the children being born are exactly like that, very gifted, very talented, but unfortunately, most of the parents and teachers don't know quite how to approach this type of uniqueness. And that's what it sounds like you're discussing with me.
Well, exactly. And, you know, of course, you know, you know, when you ask about me, I'm going to say, you know, how it happened to me, but... I'll finish the story, and the story goes that, you know, at a time when I was thinking of taking my life, I says, how can I take my life when I have this special gift that no matter who I asked, nobody had ever had any experience like this. And I started to examine that experience over and over again and tried to you know, understand the physics of it. I tried to understand the consciousness of it. And try to make the connection between the physical world and the conscious world. And
well, you know, Frank, I had a similar experience when I was just about 3 years old. I, as a sensitive and intuitive and an empath who was picking up a lot of the energy of other people, the pain, fears, worries, anxieties, of course, at 3 years old, I was doing a lot of crying because of that. And one day I remember lying on the grass in the Catskill Mountains and looking up and saying, why did you put me in this place? Now, it's a similar experience to yours. We did, for some reason, have a little remembrance or awareness of where we came from and understanding that we were a little bit more than what was most other people were seeing or sensing, even though we were very young. So I'm going to think that's what was going on there. It sounds very much like that to me. And that's a wonderful thing. It's a great gift. But we have to learn how to use it and share it with others, which you have done with your music and with your writing. And now, can you tell us something about the storyline and the main objectives of the book?
Well, the book, I was sitting at the kitchen counter, and on the counter was a science magazine. My significant other, Susan, being a doctor, gets sent all these magazines from these companies. And I never look at any of them, but this one, you know, was speaking of a discovery of a planetary system. And, you know, when I didn't really indulge in the story. But
well, it captured your attention for...
It captured my attention. And immediately I'm thinking to myself, well, if anybody from this planet, you know, goes to another planet, what are they going to do? The same thing that they did here?
And that would not be what we would wish for souls who are evolving to have more compassion and kindness and love, right?
So, yeah. You know, I says, well, what would I like to see happen?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see change happen. I wanted to see transformation on a global basis, because I know that this transformation is taking place now. I know that you know, the awakening being of the planet itself is coming into full awareness. You know, where you know, our collective consciousness is become the consciousness of the awakened planet.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
And so I wanted to, you know, try to find a way to make my little way of under seeing what I would like to have happen. So I made a fantasy story, and I put the fantasy story through what would happen and the way our societies are right now, you know, with an alien being coming here to bring us a message. And in bringing that message, of course, it cost him, you know, his life.
Well, the alien in the book was named Emmanuel. And
yeah.
You know what? He could have been from another planet, or he could have been, I'm a medium, so I meditate and I deal with a lot of spiritual energies or souls or higher vibrational beings or loved ones, like, you know, our grandparents and parents and relatives. I'm not always sure when I'm getting messages who it's coming from, but they do give us beautiful messages of love. So when I was reading your book, I was thinking this could have been a spiritual leader from spirit, or it could have been an alien. But really, it didn't really matter to me. He came because he had a purpose. He came with a message. And can you tell us something about the message?
Well, of course, the message itself was the manual. And the manual was the message of how to bring the world bring the world through its transformation so that it could be accepted into the galactic societies, and so that we would be acceptable to other planets. Right now, if I was another, you know, a peaceful planet and I came to this place, I'd go, well, it ain't ready for me yet.
Probably so. I think you do believe that there is life beyond this planet. Is that so?
I think there's life in everything in the universe. So I am. Totally,
you don't need it proven to you. You just know there will come a time when we will know things that we're not ready to know, or haven't evolved enough
well,
yet to know.
I feel like because the awakening of the conscious planet, that a lot of people know this now.
They yes.
All, you know,
I think so.
It's become the obvious. More than it become the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's why you
We were kids. If we were having this discussion, you know, people wouldn't have been ready for it. But now they're searching for it. They're hungry for this knowledge. So let me ask you another question. In the book, The Visitor from Another World, his name's Emmanuel, and he's here to bring a message, I believe, about the genetic or physical code that is in our bodies, that eventually life forms from other places in the universe can interact with, and it's going to bring us up to a higher level of our own physical and soul life, and then we'll be ready to not only have global understanding, but intergalactic peace. Now, do you have any idea how changes in the physical genetic code of our bodies might happen? Because they are happening.
Well, first of all, this is my first thing. How do you have consciousness? You have to have the gene that allows you to have consciousness. You know, if you want to have, our brain is developing our genetic makeup, as opposed to our physical, like our physical struggles of mutation, is our brain is causing conscious mutations.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I believe that that's in everything, every single little
cell of our body,
every subatomic particle in existence. But yes. The thing is the combinations of things that takes place for it to be unleashed into an awareness position, you know, where the collective consciousness is now aware of its own self.
Frank, it's also about energy and the cells in our brain and the cells in our heart and the cells in our solar plexus are receiving a lot of information and energy. And I had a guest on this show. Her name was Dr. Carmen Hara, and she wrote the 11 Spiritual Laws and Holiness. And she suggested that right now we are genetically moving towards a more energetic awareness of our soul, and this enlightenment is going to bring about a greater human compassion, love, and harmony, and the ego or mind, the limitations of greed and envy and jealousy and anger and all these lower vibrational expressions are going to be replaced by higher thought and higher action. And it's really physically happening because we're now in a new age of Aquarius. The age of Pisces was about our physical life, and that's ending. And the age of Aquarius is about our energy or soul life. And that's what I think is happening. And I think it suggests a human and genetic transformation. Now, in the book, for a while, I thought Emmanuel might represent a past spiritual master or healer. Did you have any intention for him to represent a very specific person in history?
I actually did in the beginning because I said to myself, you know, what if, you know, the Christian were satisfied with Jesus coming back? If they saw, you know, Jesus, I don't think they would exactly understand who the heck he was. They would kill him before they understood him.
They did that before.
Right,
so
but they
what
would
you're
do
suggesting,
the same thing again.
Yes, that's what you suggested.
Yeah,
and absolutely,
it's not the teachings that people are believing in, that they're believing in stories and you know, they're not believing in the actual teachings. They're believing in the name. That's why, you know, like when they say in the name of this, in the name of that, you know, and, you know, I think it's very misleading as opposed to in the teachings of this, in the teachings of that.
Well, you know, Frank, what they're believing in is their belief systems and what their mind is telling them, which is many metaphysicians think that's a lot of illusion. What we really need to focus on at this time in this evolution is our gut and heart feeling, and to lead our lives coming from a higher consciousness with more love and more passion and joy in our life, and not caring what so much is said as what is felt. Now, in your book, you also suggest that the main characters, Dr. Susan King and Professor Barry, risk their lives to help this visitor to get his message to a delegation of, like, 12 religious leaders meeting at a World Unity delegation. And I think many leaders, myself included, in the field of spirituality and higher consciousness are aware that the time is now and it's necessary to find common ground for the similarities in all religions. And by focusing on the differences, we have divided and separated ourselves from each other and from the source of life, which is the universal energy, or as some people say, source or God. Now, this separation is what I believe is the major source for creating pain and dysfunction in our personal lives and in the world. So your book suggested that the leaders would come together and merge into the oneness and unity, and that is bound to happen. It is the way we're going, hopefully sooner than later. So, Frank, do you believe that by recognizing the soul or God essence within each of us, we might find the way to enlightenment and peace and freedom and reconnect to the real values and purpose in life?
I believe that I'm aware of what you call Bodhisattva.
Yes.
which is the awakening being within all of us. It's the, and everybody has that in them. And it's like, you know, you'll find a warrior who had just killed 10 people be the same man that goes and picks up a deserted child and gives him love, you know. So
That is such a beautiful statement and a beautiful concept. So there's good and bad in all of us, right?
Right. I kind of like push when I talk, I push my ideas of the spectrums of everything. You cannot look at anything and see it in its single form. You have to see the spectrum of it and where your perception is in that perception, and that you're seeing it different than the next person. Yet, when it comes to, you know, the consciousness, it seems like it's not really a perception. It's more of how connected you are to it, as opposed to being perceiving it.
So it's there. It's just a matter of being open enough to see the reality of it. It's there for everyone.
Right, and you know, so that's where the Bodhisattva is, you know, like, how expanse am I in it? Am I completely indulged in it, or am I just, you know, looking lightly into it, you know?
Absolutely. You know, so, Frank, yes. One of the songs that you wrote that I listened to on your website is explaining this concept, and the name of it was Who Are We? And in our search for learning about ourselves and life, we need to know that we're very much more than we appear to be. And I think your song says that. Is it okay if we listen to that for a moment?
Absolutely.
So the song is Who Are We?
This life that I live isn't mine to keep. Do I tell it, or does it tell me who are we? Who are we? Have a free will, and if we don't fight, does it make us wrong? Does it make us right? Who are we? Can we keep? What do we we have two faces, one that we see, the other I hide deep inside me. Who are we? Who are we? Life that I live, is it mine to keep?
I just love that, Frank. I just love that song, and I listened to the others on your website, but I so much love this one because it's what this show is all about, learning to know we have a dual nature as a spiritual and a physical being, and that life can be very wonderful when we work on ourselves, improving ourselves. So let's go on to something else. You know, Frank, many people are concerned about the Mayan prophecy for this year, 2012, and some feel it will be the end of one era of humanity, and a new spirituality or oneness of purpose is going to unite us all, and there could be a major world or universal event. And I think your book offers one possibility for what might happen. So at the end of the book, can you tell us what happens when this message from Emmanuel is brought to the 12 religious leaders and they're told how our society might transform? Can you tell us how it might transform?
The way I look at it, it's because of, you know, balance that, you know, it's just if we tend to shift the swing in the direction of healing, into the direction of understanding, into the direction of appreciation, instead of the direction that we're in now, which is take, get more.
Yes.
And start going back into give more.
It's the law of attraction. When you give without thought of any expectation, everything you will enjoy everything, because it's not so much in the receiving as in the sharing. Yeah.
So one of the things is people want to see something that they want to see. I want it right now. We become like that. I want to see that change right now. Well, you know, that change didn't happen within that second. So what do you think is, you know, what you're saying to me isn't true. So and I would be like, well, you know, you have to really understand what change is. Change, you know, has a lot of dynamics to it that, you know, touches a lot of things. And as it's taking place, you know, it's almost invisible until you look back at it.
All right, Frank, the message from your book appears to be that the changing of humankind from a physical reality to a more spiritually empowered world is the only way for us to survival, and I agree with you. And I think the changes we're going to see, and your book implied this, they're very powerful changes. Most people do not want war, and it will be eliminated. And number two, we've got to get rid of distrust. That's got to be the eroded, gone. And medications for emotional and so many of the disorders that we have now are going to be minimized because people will live in a more peaceful and healthy state. And then also there's got to be accountability for politicians worldwide. And it'll be a requirement. And then there has to be an acknowledgement of our sixth sense or a soul connection to universal energy, and our egos have to be understood as the human power source, and our sixth sense is our spiritual power source. And that will bring an awareness of the duality of life, which this show is all about, as a physical and energy source. And in doing that, your book has suggested these changes will come about when the religious and religious leaders and the politicians get together and work for the planet, for humanity, for every living thing, to make us conscientious citizens of the universe, people who can respond with love and compassion. And your book's very powerful in giving that message. So I want to thank you, Frank, author Frank Salenza, author of the manual. And for more information on this book, go to franksalenza.com.
Frank T. Salenza.
FrankTSalenza.com for your website. Thank you. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, it may become clearer to you that we all seek a healthier and more purposeful life journey. And whether from a fictional story like The Manual or The Celestine Prophecy, or from movies like Avatar, Hereafter, The Adjustment Bureau, E.T., Warhorse, Ghosts, and from television series now on network television like A Gifted Man, Person of Interest, Unforgettable, and past shows like Medium and Ghost Whisperer, and also from the healing true stories of mediums, energy healers, authors, and seekers of the metaphysical forces of life, it becomes more evident every day that interactions with loved ones here on the earth plane and in spirit are indeed happening, and we are indeed more than our ego and our physical lives. And it's time to reach for our true divine human and soul potential. We must realize we are more than the accumulation of material goods, fame, and fortune, and are only souls living a physical life in order to remember and refine our soul connections to each other with more love. That is real personal power. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and please tune in to webtalkradio.net to listen to leaders in the field of health, spirituality, energy medicine, for a more complete connection to mind, body, and soul. Also follow me on Twitter and Facebook and the radio page to hear all these wonderful speakers of my website, CherylGlick.com.